Today we are going to be learning Ois Gimel in Kuntres Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel. In this Ois we take a dramatic turn, a shift from speaking about shuls the way they are in the time of Golos, the Shechina that rests in the Bati Knesiyas, in the Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel, while at the time of Golos, towards the way the Shechina rests in these very shuls in the times of the Geula. Because until now, we associated the Kedusha to these shuls, the way they are in the time of Golos. In the back of our minds, we're saying, wait a minute, Mashiach is coming any second. So what specialty are there in these shuls outside of Eretz Yisrael, if anyways Mashiach is coming at any moment? And in this Sicha, and especially in this Ois, there's going to be three stages. Now, it's very important because most people are not aware that two out of these three stages are already in the Mefarshim before this Sicha, and it's public knowledge or supposed to be. And the Rebbe is Mechadish, the third step. Let's go step by step. What is step one? Step one is that there is a Gemara, this Gemara in Megillah, that the Gemara says, "Asidin bati kinesiyas ubati midrashes shebebavel sheyikavu beretz Yisrael," that all the shuls and all the places where we daven and learn, when Mashiach comes, they're all going to be moved and brought to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because the Ashras Hashchina and the place where Yidden went into Golos is only in the time of Golos. But when we leave Golos, Asidin Gol, from this Golos, not the previous Golias, and by the way, the Shechina remained in Chutz La'aretz, because the Yidden will eventually go back to Chutz La'aretz. However, after the final Geula, which we are expecting at any moment, so there's no return to Golos afterwards. So the Shechina doesn't have to remain there waiting for us to return, because we are not returning to a Golos mindset and a Golos reality. So therefore, Tachzer Gilui Shechina Yerushalayim V'loisi Shar Sham B'mokum Shegol Yisrael. This the Marsha says, the Shechina will finally return to Yerushalayim and will not be any more in the places where we went to Golos. Why? Because it's not just that the Shechina won't be there again. You have to, the Rebbe is connecting it. Where does the Shechina rest? The Shechina rests in the basic Bati Knesiyas and Bati Midrashes. Those Bati Knesiyas and Bati Midrashes will no longer be there. They are going to be in Eretz Yisrael. Now, we're in Eretz Yisrael. Here's the next step. Not just will they return to Eretz Yisrael, but they will be B'migdash HaGadol B'Yerushalayim. They will be in the Beis HaMigdash. And again, this is not even from the Rebbe. The Marsha says this. And the Marsha says that with this we can explain a Maimer Chazal. That the Medrash says that the Beis HaMigdash in the time of Mashiach will be as big and as large as Yerushalayim Sheba'olam Hazeh. And seemingly the Medrash is obviously exaggerating. How large can the Beis HaMikdash be that it has the whole length and width of Yerushalayim? That seems to be an exaggeration. However, says the Marsha, if you understand that all these shuls from Chutz La'aretz will not just come to Eretz Yisrael, but they will be attached to the Beis HaMikdash, try to take, even Begashmius right now, all the shuls and think how much space that takes. Take all those shuls, all the buildings, all these places where you can daven and learn, and especially if you take during the time of the Corona, where every Jewish home was a base Torah, Tefillah, Tzedakah, Mamish, elevated, a base Chabad, so every Yiddish house gets connected. So Yibazoi, it's understood how even Begashmius, the Beis HaMikdash will be as large as Yerushalayim, because you have all the shuls are going to be connected to the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Rebbe, now we could understand the mile of the Mikdash Ma'at. You walk into a shul, the Mikdash Ma'at. So a lot of people look at the shul and say, what's a shul? The Rebbe says you have to have a paradigm shift. A shul is part of the Beis HaMikdash. Imagine you walked into a room and someone tells you this is not a room. This room used to belong to the Beis HaMikdash. Well, of course, you would sit there from excitement. You wouldn't say a word of Dvarim B'Telem. Your Machshava Dibra Maisa would be rain. You're walking into the room of the Beis HaMikdash. People there in this Oider, Ba'av Rabba, B'Yislavos Atzuma, B'Dveikos Nifla, when they come to the Koisel. The Koisel was a wall around the Harabayis. It wasn't even a chalik of the Beis HaMikdash. That's not what the Rebbe says in the Sikha. I'm just fabricating a little bit. You can understand that you walk into a shul. It's not a shul, not just a small building. I'm going to read for you now the words of the Rebbe. Nimtza ata begolos, it comes now in Golos. These are all the words of the Marsha. Beis HaKnesses harei hu mokeim hamikdash gufi delahosid. This shul is a chelik of a shtik Beis HaMikdash. So it gives a whole new deher to what a shul is. It's not stam, a place where you didn't just daven and learn. This is a future part of the Beis HaMikdash. You can put a big sign. The future Beis HaMikdash. Part of the future Beis HaMikdash. Now comes the chiddush of the Rebbe. Until now, what we discussed was the Gemara. The Gemara says that the shuls are going to be in Eretz Yisrael. The Marsha said that they're going to be connected to the Beis HaMikdash and they're a chelek of the Beis HaMikdash. And this is not the chiddush of the Rebbe. The chiddush of the Rebbe is this last paragraph, and I want to learn it with you inside. It's so geschmack. V'yesh loymar. The Rebbe is giving us a taste and a peek into the future. It's amazing. You have all these shuls flying to Yerushalayim. Who's going to get the first row? Who has that connection, that protection? Who's going to get the first row? Mamish can be connected to the actual Beis HaMikdash, because you can't be all connected. It's all going to depend on the Kedusha that they had in the time of Golos. The level of Kedusha that they had in the time of Golos will express itself in how close they will be to the Beis HaMikdash, how connected. The special, unique Batei Knesiyas Shulin, that even in the time of Golos, they were more holy than the other ones, like we explained yesterday. That the Gemara itself asks, "Bavel Heicha, where's the Iker Shul of Bavel?" And we said it's either the Shul of Shavi Yosef Bernarda or the Beis Knesses of Hutzal. But these Shulin, that in the time of Golos was recognizable that they are the Iker Shechina Shul, you koid min b'chibur leBeis HaMikdash. They're going to be much closer. They're going to be much more connected, directly connected to the Beis HaMikdash. Sheyil mechubarim mamish leBeis HaMikdash. They're mamish going to be connected. Noigim udvukim by lalai hefsek beinayim. Without any separation. Mamish connected. Which the Rebbe in Ha'ara 27 compares to the Lishkas Hagozis, which were the Sanhedrin were, which were mamish by the Beis HaMikdash. All the other shulin, they're going to connect the Beis HaMikdash through this shul, through the Iker shul. That means, if you think about it, that the Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel is going to be directly connected to the Beis HaMikdash. I actually saw there's a tefillin bag that the 770 is mamish in the Beis HaMikdash. You see, it's Davuk Mamish. It's Mamish connected. And this reality, the same way, I want to fabrein a moment, the same way in the time in Golos or Bechlal, the Yidden connect with the Eibish there through the Roish of the Nosi Ador. So the same thing expresses itself, Pasha Begashmi, is that the Shulin, where all the Yidden daven, will be connected to the Beis HaMikdash through the Shul of the Nosi Ador. It will be Davuk Mamish to the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. And this is the way it's going to be in after the Isgalos happens. In Ois Dalid, the Rebbe sets down the greatest chiddush. And that is, not only will there be a difference in the Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel once Mashiach comes and we are in Eretz Yisrael, But the moment the Gula happens, there's going to be something so unique and special that everyone's going to see the special connection between the Beis HaMikdash and the Beis Rabbeinu Shebabel, and that we will learn about in Mirz Hashem in Oizda.